Book 20, Chapter 10, An Enumeration of the High Priests. And now I think it proper and agreeable to this history to give an account of our high priests, how they began, who those are which are capable of that dignity, and how many of them there had been at the end of the war. In the first place, therefore, history informs us that Aaron, the brother of Moses, officiated to God as a high priest, and that, after his death, his son succeeded him immediately, and that this dignity hath been continued down from them all to their posterity. Whence it is a custom of our country that no one should take the high priesthood of God, but he who is of the blood of Aaron, while every one that is of another stock, though he were a king, can never obtain that high priesthood. Accordingly, the number of all the high priests from Aaron, of whom we have spoken already, as of the first of them, until Phinehas, who was made high priest during the war by the seditious, was 83, of whom 13 officiated as high priests in the wilderness from the days of Moses, while the tabernacle was standing, until the people came into Judea, when King Solomon erected the temple of God. For at the first they held the high priesthood till the end of their life, although afterward they had successors while they were alive. Now these 13, who were the descendants of two of the sons of Aaron, received this dignity by succession, one after another, for their form of government was an aristocracy, and after that a monarchy, and in the third place the government was regal. Now the number of years during the rule of these 13, from the day when our fathers departed out of Egypt under Moses their leader, until the building of that temple which King Solomon erected at Jerusalem, were 612. After those 13 high priests, 18 took the high priesthood at Jerusalem, one in succession to another, from the days of King Solomon until Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made an expedition against that city, and burnt the temple, and removed our nation into Babylon, and then took Josedek the high priest captive. The times of these high priests were 466 years, 6 months, and 10 days, while the Jews were still under the regal government. But after the term of 70 years captivity under the Babylonians, Cyrus, king of Persia, sent the Jews from Babylon to their own land again, and gave them leave to rebuild their temple, at which time Jesus, the son of Josedek, took the high priesthood over the captives when they were returned home. Now he and his posterity, who were in all 15, until King Antiochus Eupator, were under a democratical government for 414 years. And then the forementioned Antiochus and Lysias, the general of his army, deprived Onias, who was also called Menelaus, of the high priesthood, and slew him at Berea, and driving away the son of Onias the third, put Jaimus into the place of the high priest, one that was indeed of the stock of Aaron, but not of that family of Onias. On which account Onias, who was the nephew of Onias that was dead, and bore the same name with his father, came into Egypt, and got into the friendship of Ptolemy Philometor, and Cleopatra his wife, and persuaded them to make him the high priest of that temple which he built to God in the prefecture of Heliopolis, and this in imitation of that at Jerusalem. But as for that temple which was built in Egypt, we have spoken of it frequently already. Now when Jaimus had retained the priesthood 3 years, he died, and there was no one that succeeded him, but the city continued 7 years without a high priest. But then the posterity of the sons of Asamoneus, who had the government of the nation conferred upon them when they had beaten the Macedonians in war, appointed Jonathan to be their high priest, who ruled over them 7 years. And when he had been slain by the treacherous contrivance of Trypho, as we have related somewhere, Simon his brother took the high priesthood, and when he was destroyed at a feast by the treachery of his son-in-law, his own son, whose name was Hyrcanus, succeeded him, after he had held the high priesthood 1 year longer than his brother. This Hyrcanus enjoyed that dignity 30 years, and died an old man, leaving the succession to Judas, who was also called Aristobulus, whose brother Alexander was his heir, which Judas died of a sore distemper, after he had kept the priesthood together with the royal authority, for this Judas was the first that put on his head a diadem for 1 year. And when Alexander had been both king and high priest 27 years, he departed this life, and permitted his wife Alexandra to appoint him that should be high priest. So she gave the high priesthood to Hyrcanus, but retained the kingdom herself 9 years, and then departed this life. The like duration, and no longer, did her son Hyrcanus enjoy the high priesthood, for after her death his brother Aristobulus fought against him, and beat him, and deprived him of his principality, and he did himself both reign and perform the office of high priest to God. But when he had reigned 3 years, and as many months, Pompey came upon him, and not only took the city of Jerusalem by force, but put him and his children in bonds, and sent them to Rome. He also restored the high priesthood to Hyrcanus, and made him governor of the nation, but forbade him to wear a diadem. This Hyrcanus ruled, besides his first 9 years, 24 years more, when Barzapharnes and Pacorus, the generals of the Parthians, passed over Euphrates, and fought with Hyrcanus, and took him alive, and made Antigonus, the son of Aristobulus, king. And when he had reigned 3 years and 3 months, Sosius and Herod besieged him and took him, when Antony had him brought to Antioch and slain there. Herod was then made king by the Romans, but did no longer appoint high priests out of the family of Asamoneus, but made certain men to be so that were of no eminent families, but barely of those that were priests, excepting that he gave that dignity to Aristobulus. For when he had made this Aristobulus the grandson of that Hyrcanus who was then taken by the Parthians, and had taken his sister Mariamne to wife, he thereby aimed to win the goodwill of the people, who had a kind remembrance of Hyrcanus, his grandfather. Yet did he afterward, out of his fear lest they should all bend their inclinations to Aristobulus, put him to death, and that by contriving how to have him suffocated as he was swimming at Jericho, as we have already related that manner. But after this man, he never entrusted the priesthood to the posterity of the sons of Asamoneus. Archelaus also, Herod's son, did like his father in the appointment of the high priests, as did the Romans also, who took the government over the Jews into their hands afterward. Accordingly, the number of the high priests, from the days of Herod until the day when Titus took the temple and the city and burnt them, were in all 28. The time also that belonged to them was 107 years. Some of these were the political governors of the people under the reign of Herod, and under the reign of Archelaus, his son, although after their death the government became an aristocracy and the high priests were entrusted with a dominion over the nation. And thus much may suffice to be said concerning our high priests.